can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm not Gabby.
We are here with Mama Fuller again. She is in town. And we figured, why not do a little catch up with her? It's been a while since she's been on the pod, but also we've got some wedding stuff to talk about. Don't get too excited because I haven't started planning mine, but as far as just our thoughts, and we've got some wedding horror stories to read and all of that. I feel like wedding season is really ramping up. Spring, summer, fall, big time weddings. So I know I have a lot to go to. So I figured this would be a good episode. So as always, strap in because this could be a wild ride with Michelle sharing her life updates. I have no clue where this is going to go.
I have not been on since I think Christmas. I have lots of life updates.
Oh God, it's almost April. All right.
Uh-oh, watch out. No, I have to save some for Gabby.
Okay, so she's going to record with Gabby as well this week for next week's episode, so.
You get okay. 2 weeks of me.
Woo-hoo. So you can talk about Nashville with Gabby because they were just there.
Yeah, I'll save all the cheer stuff with Gabby and things like that. So let's see. Since January or December, what have I been doing? No, mainly what I've been doing, I haven't been doing much, is like you and your whole workout thing. I pretty much substitute teach, which is now becoming a dangerous job.
Oh my gosh. My heart goes out to everybody exactly. in Nashville and really anyone that works in a school. But as growing up with both my parents as teachers and now principal, it is so scary. And I think about like having kids in the next few years and I'm like, I think they're just going to be homeschooled because... I
mean, yeah, everything's scary these days. But even, yes, I worry a little bit sometimes. I've had some issues at some schools that were a little rough, but...
Have you had any lockdown drills at school, like, while you've been substitute teaching? So, if you didn't know, she used to be a full-time teacher, retired, and now just does the sub thing whenever she wants.
Well, when I'm in town, because I travel so much. So, yeah. It makes life easy that I can substitute teach when I'm in Erie, and I still work at the restaurant and hotel every now and then, which the winter is our downtime, so it works out well. And then I also can travel. So if I'm gone for a week or two, then I can work and vice versa. So subbing's great for that. But have I had any? No, actually, that's what I was saying after this is that I really need to be more vigilant and just...
Be briefed on what you're going to do.
When I get to into a classroom in the morning, I need to look around and I need to be more...
See, but that's
my surroundings,
that's
and I'm
what's ridiculous to me because it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have to worry about what the classroom looks like. It should be what are you doing for the day to teach the kids. Like, I don't know.
That's
just
what
like,
I normally do, but now I'm going to think,
right,
where am I going to hide the children?
Yeah, but that sucks.
And a lot of times they don't give subs don't get keys to the classrooms, so my door has to stay open,
or it locks, right?
Or it locks. Yeah, so things like that are starting to get a little crazy to me. Like, I think I better make a list and do some, maybe contact the districts and maybe do some safety things because that worries me too. And, like, I really don't, when I go into the high school, especially in the city, I'm like, I don't even look around. I figured, oh, they're going to know where they're going. But sometimes that scares me more than going to the elementary.
What?
The high school kids make me nervous. But... They do total in the city. I mean, it's total
if you think
bag
about it,
checks
though,
and they walk through metal detectors.
Right. I'm more worried about it in the lax schools than the ones like that. But if you think about it, I mean, I'm not saying it's never happened, but I feel like it happens more often in elementary schools than
lately,
it does
it
in high
seems
schools.
That way. Yeah. Lately, it seems that way.
Which is so weird to me.
And it's never, which boggles my mind. It's never when you think the schools are locked down, da 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 da. Do you know that the kids are outside for recess a lot or outside for other things? It never happens at those times. Like people break into the school and da 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 da.
Well, there were kids in Nashville
during,
on the playground.
Yes, when she drove up with her car, there were kids on the playground.
And
instead
they were
of
completely ignored.
Doing that, which I'm glad she didn't, but I'm just saying.
It's, yeah.
It's very odd to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad. But very odd to me. Like, it makes me nervous, and they always, substitute teachers always have to
recess
take the kids
duty.
Out for
well,
recess
Well, hey, maybe that's safer. Because if you think about it, maybe it's just the standpoint
well, the
of...
Well, statistics obviously make it safer, but...
Well, and maybe it's just the standpoint of it's not a controlled environment, so it doesn't give them that sort of like thrill or something. Like it would be almost too easy maybe for them to just go out on the playground.
I guess.
Or they don't think about it. I don't know.
I don't think they were there. They're ever there for that particular reason. I mean, I don't know the motive yet for this one totally, but I think the kids were just part of being in the way or something. I don't know.
It's wild. But anyways.
Think about it. So substitute teaching. It is, that's what I do. So I substitute. And then now, like you, I work out every day.
She's been working out with the Oculus.
Only do it like a couple days a week, but I've been full on since December with, yes, the Oculus. Supernatural and the Oculus.
I think it's the dumbest name. It doesn't sound like a workout program.
Yeah, I know. The other one's called FitXR or FitRX. Okay, I'm just going
to
get into that.
That makes more sense to me than Supernatural.
They have got like dance and HIIT, but am I really going to get the workout? I don't know. They've got boxing in that too. So I want to try that one. But Supernatural right now I'm doing, and it's mainly just boxing, and it's called Flow. But I have lost weight. I've lost interest, but I'm also eating like,
It's really hard when you travel. I mean, even like us, like even me going to Gainesville. Oh, I didn't talk about that. I guess I could talk about that, going to Gainesville last weekend. But like even doing that and like having family in town and going out to dinner, like I feel like I haven't eaten healthy in a while.
Well, we do really good during the week because we usually don't go anywhere during the week. So during the week, I'll eat my plain chicken breast for lunch and maybe some lettuce or veggies. And I've been trying to do a hard-boiled egg, a small mini cucumber, and then I'll do a protein bar. I've got really into the RX bars as my kind of dessert sweet tooth afterwards. So I'll do that for lunch. I'm trying to drink more water. I'm trying to do like a combination of healthy eating and intermittent fasting, because I usually don't eat past 7 p.m. at night. And then I usually try not to. It's a little hard with subbing, because sometimes if you're in a younger grade, you're eating lunch at 10:30. But I try not to eat till 11:30.
That's so insane to me that they eat lunch that early.
So it gives me a whole like 16. I try to get a 16-hour window in. I don't know if that's good. People say you're supposed to eat as soon as you get up, get your metabolism going.
So for me, personally, with my body type, at my fitness assessment appointment, I'm supposed to be eating as soon, I'm supposed to be drinking water as soon as I get up and then eating as soon as I, in the morning, and to get enough nutrients, protein, etc. in the day. But I struggle with that because I'm not hungry until like 9. And then when I'm hungry at 9, I'm starving and I want to eat my whole lunch. And then I just, my eating patterns have been like all over the place. I need to figure that out and bring better snacks.
But I have since last I talked, I gave up coffee. I stopped coffee. So I just do either honey ginger tea in the morning, or I do just hot water with these ginger cubes that I get at Trader Joe's, which that could be, but I might have had those in the last time. Ginger cubes that I put in Trader Joe's, and I add some pistachio flavoring syrup kind of thing.
Ew.
Yeah, and I was putting protein and fiber in there, but then I was having some issues, so I stopped doing that.
So you don't have coffee at all in the morning now?
No. The only time I really crave it or want it, and it's only a sip, is like Paul used to have it after dinner. And actually, he's cut that down because it keeps him up so much at night.
Well,
but
he could do decaf.
Even that, though, he's noticing. He gets up to, it's not the caffeine. It's the getting up during the night to use the restroom. So it has to be it's a diuretic. So even decaf does that. So he tries, if we eat dinner early, he'll have one. And then that's when I want it.
But see, I want it in the morning. I like the taste.
Yeah, you like coffee. I only drank it for creamer. So there's a difference.
I got decaf espresso. So I've been like, when I have it, I do that. But my problem is I'm a slow drinker of anything.
So if I have a
coffee or something in the morning, I will not drink water all morning because I'm finishing that literally until lunch, which is not good. So the only thing if I bring a hot coffee, I'll drink it on my drive. And then once I get to work, it's only water. And I try to drink more water that way. I don't know. It's hard. I've also have not been doing my greens powder every morning like I should. So I've been noticing that my stomach's a little bloated.
I should do greens. My other stuff, though, having not coffee in the morning and doing the ginger has really helped my gut and my heartburn and everything. I feel good that way.
Maybe I should try it. But it's just not the same as coffee.
And I can't drink plain water, so I buy those.
I don't get that.
from TJ Maxx. Oh, I can when I'm really thirsty and the water's really cold.
Well, I love plain water, but it has to be cold.
Yeah, I do love
which it I know cold. Is also not great for you. You're supposed to have room temp water.
I've heard both. And then I've heard that you burn calories trying to make the cold water agree with your body. It burns. I don't know. I've heard both. So, I have. So I don't like plain water though during the day. I've been filling up my big tall Yeti thing. And which I might be changing to the Stanley Cup one since it's even bigger. Maybe I'll get more out of that.
She's hopping on the train.
I know.
I just don't get, I don't know.
We got one at Majors for free, so I might try it. I didn't know if you girls got any yet.
I don't. We're a Yeti house as far as like what we have, but the one I drink at work is that big gallon Amazon one.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
It doesn't keep it cold. I'll tell you that. I couldn't do it. But it helps me drink a lot of water.
I have to load my ice in. And even this Yeti doesn't hold it as long as I think a Yeti should.
I just realized we now have a fridge upstairs at work that has an ice maker and a water thing on the thing. So I could do ice at work. I guess I didn't realize that we had that.
Yeah. So but. I try to do that. But like I said, I don't like plain water during the day. So at TJ Maxx, Home Goods, Marshalls, you know, they're owned by the same thing. They have those bottles of syrups that you see all the time. Well, I love the mermaid one. But they're always no calories, no carbs, no sugar.
Yeah, but I can't do those because it's got the fake sugars and it tears up my stomach. But I also like plain water, so it's not an
issue. I haven't read into that, though, because I heard that that maltodextrin or whatever is supposed to be awful and worse for you than sugar.
Yeah, I would say from everything I've read, real sugar is better for you.
I know. I got to look into that. But they do, and I try just to put a little bit in, so I have the... Some of those, and I put it in, so I have that during the day. So then I've been coming home and working out. If I'm not going to the gym with Paul, or actually I've been trying 2 days a week with the teachers, but that my scheduling has been bad for that. Because if I'm subbing in the city, I get out at 3, by 3, and they don't work out until like 4:15, 4:30. Well,
by that point, you're already leaving.
Right. I'd rather go home, work out, and be done, and then I'm done by 5.
Yeah.
And then I can cook dinner and have the rest of my night.
I wish I got out at 3. Getting out at 5 and then getting home by like 5:30, 5:45, it ruins my night. But that's another thing. I haven't been getting up early and going to the gym in the morning, so I need to do that again.
Yeah, well, after your company leaves and everything after the holiday. So the rest of the time I work out on my Oculus, which I was doing so good at times when Paul was out of town in like, I don't know, January, February, when I was here, when we were trying it. I was doing like 2 workouts a day. I was crushing it. On top of the leaderboard. Yeah, now I'm lucky to fit in my 3 days. And then I still do it. But I have lost. I think I'm down half my. I wanted to lose. What did I want to lose? 18. So I'm definitely down 9. But I can tell I'm down inches. But since I'm working out muscle, I think that's why I'm not down as much.
For me, the scale means absolutely nothing. It's just how you feel and what. If you want a look-based change, then what that looks like. But. For me,
kind
the
of.
Scale
it's a little
is
hard
like
for me when I'm doing both. Like I'm trying to lose the weight, but yet I'm trying to build the muscle. So I'm not sure if the weight plays in. I feel like I've only lost half
that's
my
why
weight,
to
but
me
I might have lost more.
Scale is absolutely useless.
Right,
I wouldn't even
I
focus on that. I would focus on right. I would focus on how you feel. Right. Does it feel like you're
my waist
like,
is smaller,
feeling
my
better.
Back fat? That's one thing the Oculus does target, especially for us menopausal women.
Oh God.
Older women, like
my demographic is mostly not menopausal women, but
sorry, your moms. If they're having trouble losing that around the waist and the back fat, I swear I had so much back fat. I mean, even I feel like my sports bras and everything are a little loose.
I mean,
not loose,
I'll give it to you. The virtual reality workouts are really hard, but it's like a lot of like, I mean, it definitely targets muscles more of like a toning and a cardio than building muscle, but it was hard. I was really sore after I tried it. When you were here last time.
That's why I do. I was trying to do every other. I have Oculus on Monday, Wednesday. Sometimes I take Friday off. And I do so good. We were just talking about that last day. I do so good during the week with eating healthy and everything. Because Paul's big on that. And so we do so good during the week. And by Friday, I have had it. I can't eat another chicken breast. I can't do it. So by Friday, I'm like, all I want is pizza or mac and cheese. But I found out. I'm eating less of those things than I would when I normally did. Like, I would eat, like, a full-blown thing of, like, mac and cheese, and now I'm, like, maybe eating a half or one pizza instead of 3 pieces. So I've
cut down. It's all about balance. I will say finding high-protein pasta has been a game-changer for me personally because y'all know I love my pasta. And Trader Joe's has a really good one. It, like, does it taste like, you know, fresh Italian pasta? No, but Is it still good? I would say yes. The Trader Joe's, is it like red lentil or something? It has a lot of protein in it and it's really filling. So like some recipes I've made with that, I did ground chicken and did like a buffalo chicken pasta with that. So I did Greek yogurt, ranch seasoning, hot sauce, and ground chicken.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. Did you have you talked about your yogurt what? And chicken thing? Because I make that at least once a week.
Yogurt. Oh, the dip. Snack. So it's a plain Greek yogurt, like not flavored at all. Plain Greek yogurt with ranch seasoning packet, however much you want. And chicken. You can do canned chicken, rotisserie chicken, whatever you want. And you can eat it with rice cakes, crackers, whatever. Veggies, but it's a anything. Great I snack. Oh, yeah, veggies. It. Yeah, it's really good. Okay.
So then
what else is new? You've been traveling. Coming here.
Well, I haven't been here since, like, the one time. When was that?
Well, yeah, but you've been going to Gabby's competitions and then traveling for concerts and...
Yeah, so we went to Cody Johnson concert again.
I don't know how you do that, but...
I'm
not a big concert person. Oh, my gosh. I'm not a big concert person in general, but especially seeing the same concert five times, not for me.
Yeah, it was good. So we went with our couple crew.
I'm going to my first music festival in 2 weeks-ish, and I'm already tired thinking about it.
You're such a nut. And what else? I did that, and again, the working out. It's fun times, let me tell you.
All right, and then today on our agenda, we're going to get some sun before Shelly drives over back to the east coast of Florida for the other daughter.
I'm down here for almost 2 weeks.
It's so wild. She needs to just move down here. Tell her.
I know.
It's snowing and eerie.
Right now it is. I'm glad I'm missing it. But in the summer, I like Erie in the summer. I mean, I'll get used to that. Once you guys have kids and everything, I'm going to have.
No, I mean, yeah, you can definitely do long stints in the summer there. But I feel like it's nice, such a short period of time there.
Right.
That it's almost easier to live here and go there. But, I mean.
True. That's probably what it'll be.
You got a life there. I get it. Dad says the same thing to me. But eventually, y'all need to be down here.
Eventually, I'm sure we will.
Listen, I was always the type of person that was like, you know, I get it. Like, it's nice, but I don't know if I could live there. And then now that I'm down here, I truly don't. Like, how did I survive from January to June my entire life in the miserable cold? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. A lot of some people don't like mind the cold and they don't like the heat. But I would take 95 and sunny over that any day, personally. But... that's just me.
That any day, yes.
All right. Is that all you got for us?
That's it. I'm trying to think. Like I said, weekends I don't do, I kind of just kind of watch what I eat. I have seen like kind of a lifestyle change though. Like even when I'm going in the store, like anytime I used to come down here, that was my time since we eat so healthy at home to like buy the mac and cheese and buy that. And I really, this time when I was at the store twice, I didn't care to buy all those things, and we made healthy. I think the sausages I brought today. So did you know that
any grocery store you go to, I just found this out. Maybe I'm behind the wheel on this, but that the perimeter is where you should be shopping because all of the bad stuff for you is in the middle. Because I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Everyone says all the healthy stuff is around the outside. If you make a circle around the outside of the grocery store.
Don't go down the aisles.
Don't go down the aisles because that's where. And if you think about it, it's true. All of the produce, meats, dairy, it's all around the outside. And then in the middle is like...
junk food.
Junk food and processed food. Isn't that crazy? I never knew that.
Yeah, processed food, I read. You have to like, ease up on that. But on weekends, like some of my friends that are doing these strict diets, like they won't drink alcohol on the weekends. Oh, no. On the weekends, that's like I go from Friday to Sunday, which I'm like, okay, that's my... downtime. I'll still work out and stuff and try to eat a little healthy, but I can't give up. I still haven't gone over that hump to totally give up all that. Not that we go out a lot, but I mean, at least once a weekend we go out with the couples and the friends and do stuff. I mean, St. Patrick's Day was rough because I love Reubens. And I made a Reuben dip.
That was it good?
Phenomenal. And like we ate it good. And I, of course, I doubled it and we had it forever. And but I don't think it liked me, but it was so good.
All right. Well, now that we're halfway through the podcast and we haven't started any of our topics, that's okay. I don't really have many life updates. I went to Gainesville last weekend, or I guess it wasn't the weekend. It was Thursday, Friday for mock oral boards. Still haven't heard if I passed. Hopefully I did. And then we had a continuing education conference. So I did that on Friday and then came home. And then Sean was out of town for a wedding in Buffalo. Unfortunately, I could not find flights to go. We'll get to the whole wedding topic here in a minute, but I stayed home and just relaxed at the house, which was really nice. But as I'm saying that, I'm realizing a new vlog goes up today, and then I haven't filmed anything else, so I need to figure out what I'm going to be vlogging, because we have family coming and
a lot of vlog material.
Yeah, but I hate
vlog since I was here.
I know, we've been so busy. It goes too fast since you've been here the last couple days. Ugh, I hate to do this, but do you have any thoughts on Bachelor? I don't watch anymore, but wait. I have a feeling she probably wants to talk about that.
Talk about our books too.
Oh well, that was my favorite a week or two ago. The Housemaid, and then you liked the sequel.
I made the house. Yeah, Housemaid's Secret.
Oh, I have to find the one I'm reading right now for you. You can start it on the plane. Well, which one are you reading now?
I just started because I didn't have that one. Okay. I didn't want to bother you again to send it to me.
I forgot.
I started that. What is it called? The other one you sent me.
The single one, The Perfect Couple.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like it so far?
Well, I'm only to kind of. Is it the right one where there's the bridesmaid is, the maid of honor is they found dead?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So yes, I'm on that one. I'm just trying to figure out very, very in depth with dates, and I have a lot of problem when they say, okay, now it's 2018. I have to go all the way back to where the other date was, because I'm like, well, what year was I in? What, are we ahead? Are we behind?
Okay.
It takes me a lot when those things. And then who's talking? And this is who? There's a lot of character build at the beginning of this book and the dates, and I'm all over. Okay, but before the books, we were talking about, Bachelor.
I don't watch the show anymore. I'm over it, but...
Me too. I didn't watch this whole season.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't watch the whole season.
So you watched one episode.
I did that last episode too, pretty much. I just like the first episode to see the people, and the last... This time I didn't even watch the first episode, though. And I just watched the finale because it's always my favorite. And I'm on social media with it, so I get all their things, so I kind of keep up through there, but I could care less about the middle of... the dating and that, because to me it's all production. It has nothing the show to do with him and his feelings. It's all what they want you to see,
and they never last on that show. And I'm just over it.
Even this last one was really the women at the end. I didn't see that Ariel girl. I didn't really bother with that one. But the last two, Gabby and Katie, were very well spoken, great girls, seemed down to earth, a little older, so better, I think. And he's that way, so I think. That was a whole good thing for Bachelor Nation and all that. But even her, I felt bad that she was saying, I wish he would have just told me. He's not allowed. The production would never let him do that, because then the show would have to end a week early. It's just they can't really do anything. And speaking of which, I did on all my drives to cheerleading competitions. I think it was in back and forth to Indianapolis. I did listen to Chris Harrison's new podcast, and so I do follow him and Lauren Zima now, LZ.
What's going on in his life now that he doesn't do Bachelor?
Well, they have this podcast. He's in love. He hasn't really opened up too much. It's kind of funny because I feel like he has her on the podcast to kind of say the things that he may not be allowed to say.
I was going to say, do you think he has like a non-compete, or do you think he could start his own new dating show? Because I feel like that would be more popular than Bachelor, and it would be kind of crazy.
I think that it started over. So I think that it's been so long that he can. If he had a non-compete, I believe it's over now. But I still think they're doing it kind of as a podcast, and they kind of feed off each other, which is good. I did tell you the one funny episode that I told you about, how he was on a golf trip with, who was it? He, Wells and Ben Higgins. Okay. Is that the one that was married to? Ben Higgins used to be married to...
I think she was engaged to Lauren Bushnell. I don't think they actually got married.
Okay, but now Lauren Bush is married to Chase Rice.
No.
Chris Lane. Singer. Chris Lane.
You're as bad as Sean last night. Luke Bryan is married to Pink. No. Blake Shelton is dating Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, he was way off of both of them.
So were you.
One off. So anyway, who is it?
Chris Lane.
Okay, so...
And Lauren Bushnell. But now it's Lauren Lane.
Lauren was with Ben.
Yes.
When Chris Harrison got them together on The Bachelor. Okay, so the three boys, Wells, Chris Harrison, and Ben, were going to this big golf thing that they've always wanted to go to. It was supposed to happen pre-COVID, and it didn't happen. So it was postponed. So they finally go to it. And they get a sign, like, locker, or it's a big thing. And all of a sudden, they find out that Ben Higgins' locker at this golf tournament is next to Chris Lane.
Oh yeah, you
did. So that was like a huge thing, and the guys were laughing. They ended up all getting along, and her family. He was worried because I think Chris Lane was supposed to be golfing with Lauren's dad or something. I don't know, but it was a really good. It was kind of funny, but he does a lot of that, and I like her, and so they do that. And I listened to that in the Bobby Bones show. But
oh God, the Bobby Bones show. She was talking about this, whatever that is, last night.
Show. You have to listen.
I've been on a podcast rut, although I've been listening to all of the Vanderpump podcasts, but they're now on a gag order where they can't talk about anything because the show hasn't aired. At first, they were allowed to talk about it, and then they all got hit with like lawyer statements that they couldn't talk about everything. So, yeah, I saw Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy put up a story yesterday saying everyone's telling her to have Ariana on the podcast. And she's like, I can't because she can't say anything. And then by the time I could have her on the podcast, y'all would have already seen everything because it would be aired. So she's like, that's the problem with these kind of like reality TV real time shows is that you can't, like, they're not allowed to talk about anything until it's done. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyways. Speaking of weddings, which now we're like 20 topics removed. Oh, yes, you're right. Let's do our favorites first. What is your favorite?
I would have to go with the Supernatural or Oculus because, and anyone out there, if your mothers, like I said, are having, and your brothers have an Oculus or you have one or whatever, share it and get that. It's app,
a virtual reality headset.
And yes, the virtual reality
headset. Really funny to watch other people do the workout. I highly recommend being just an innocent bystander and watching.
Yes, I have videos of you guys doing it too. But yeah, it just helped. It gets you excited. You're like competitive. And actually, like in Dreary Erie, when I just put the headset on, I'm like, I can be in Hawaii and it's beautiful. And I feel like that actually is so good for me. Like, you just putting the headset on and like you're in the middle of Hawaii on a beach or wherever you are and then you do your workout there. I recommend.
Yeah, there's been talks of virtual reality for like pediatric dentists and stuff to get kids just completely distracted. But I feel like it would just be in my way because it's so big.
Yes, I agree. You know? I think you'd need a smaller version. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the First Form Jalapeno Heat Protein Meat Sticks.
I need to try one today.
If you liked the spicy Slim Jims growing up. Maybe I'm the only person who eats Slim Jims. But
put them in your stocking.
I love Slim Jims, but obviously they're not very healthy for you and there's really no nutritional value in them. First Form makes a protein meat stick. I think it has 20 grams of protein in it. And it's like a giant Slim Jim, but the jalapeno heat ones are so good.
Is it too hot? Will it be
no,
too hot
it's not
me?
That hot. But they're so good and I highly recommend if you need a high protein snack. That's my favorite this week.
Which we were talking about. They need more high protein snacks that aren't sweet things.
I agree.
All protein is sweet.
Can we get like a cheese flavored protein?
I don't know. We need
like to put in
like
oh my god,
snack.
How cool. Like a cheese flavored protein. You could put it in dips. You could put it in dinners. You could put it in. If anyone's out there, First Form, I'm going to do a collab. It's going to be my first product and it's going to be cheese flavored protein.
Could you make like, Cheez-Its. Like, I love Cheez-Its. Can't they be protein filled? Like,
they'd probably be disgusting. Probably not. I don't know. I know they have like those chips that are, I don't know. Something. Everyone's going to be like, just eat chicken. But it's, guys, I don't like just eating chicken.
I try. The leftover chicken
at least you
lunches
like
kills me. We
seafood,
meal prep on
like
Sundays.
Tuna,
oh, I love
fish.
Salmon.
Like, that's great protein. I don't like
I
it.
The best salmon in Nashville. I love salmon. I have to eat it more, though.
I need to try it maybe some point. But, okay. Right. Now, getting into the whole topic of weddings. So, basically, this came about because, one, Sean had a wedding last weekend, and flights were so outrageous that I just, like, couldn't find flights that worked with me coming home from Gainesville and whatever. And now I'm the maid of honor in a wedding coming up in June. So I'm planning the bachelorette and everything. And this is my first time being in a, I mean, I was like the flower girl at like my aunt's wedding and uncle's wedding when I was little. But this is my first like adult wedding, being in the wedding and planning stuff. And obviously, you guys know it'll be 2 years that we've been engaged in September. And we have not planned our wedding.
And we need to get going on that.
So this is like my first like dipping my toe in the whole thing. And I am blown away with how expensive everything is. Like, let me just say that right now. I don't think, as of right now, I'm pretty like 90% sure we will not be having like a traditional big wedding because I just can't wrap my head around the expenses. Like, once the word wedding is involved, everything is skyrocketed. The dress, bridesmaids' dresses, you put the word bridesmaid in front of it, and a dress that could be, I don't know, $50, $60, $200 immediately. A wedding dress. Someone told me the other day they paid $16,000 for their flowers. Goodbye. Flowers die. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like insane, but
because it didn't bother me, that stuff, as long as it looked nice. I mean, I think my
Yeah, but you also got married when? Right. What year?
Long time ago, 95.
Okay, before gas was like 25 cents at that point.
Shit. Not really, but yes, I mean, it's expensive. But
eggs are $4 these days, so everything's expensive.
Yeah, I didn't have real flowers, though, because I was like the same thing. You pay, they die.
Where did you even... I know you got married in a church, but where did you have your reception?
Across the street from the cathedral. It was like a reception at the St. Peter's Cathedral School. Well, they had like a reception hall, which I have a story about that, like when we get to the wedding
banquet hall
stuff, really. Kind of. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And now it's like, okay, so even though I can't believe you're almost 27 and this is your first like real involvement other than going as a guest.
I have no friends.
Well, that's
Thank
okay.
Thank God, yeah, because I would be broke if I did.
Like, we've been
Also, people wait Paul's to get married kids. Till later now, too. Whereas, kind of. Like, well, you I got married at what, like 24?
No.
23?
Yeah, I got married at 25 and had you at 26.
So, I feel like all my friends, everyone's getting married later.
It's 26, 28. I think, though, 26 to 30 still seems to be a big time. Because,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm watching Paul's kids go to these weddings. And I swear, his son last year, they went to... Oh, every other week she had a bachelorette party. He had a bachelor party. And we're not talking like, let's go out to, they're talking, we're talking Texas.
Arizona,
Florida.
I've seen people go to Nashville, Greece, Mexico.
She's been everywhere and every weekend. And then they have the weddings. And then it's just crazy. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how people do it with a lot of friends because I don't know. It's so much that goes into it. And I just, it's like, I don't know. I've always been this way, though. Remember, I didn't want a graduation party because I hated going to graduation parties. I fought you guys. I was like, I don't want a graduation party. And I think I feel that way about everything. Like, for me, I don't.
Like a lot of people, you don't like all these old, like, they don't even do that anymore, though. Like, all the old relatives and that the bride and groom barely know. That used to be the thing back then. Now it's not even. It's pretty much their friends. And some weddings, they're even saying, like, you can't bring your plus one because we can't afford for you to bring some guy that you're not even dating or girl right. or whatever.
No, most so people don't do plus ones unless they're both actually, like, invited. Like, there's no just, like, bring a plus one anymore for the most part.
It's hard. It's too expensive.
Right. And I don't blame them. I don't want to be meeting somebody for the first time at my wedding, personally. That's just me. But, yeah, I just think it's all... absolutely outrageous.
So I think it's going to make a turnaround because it's been so outrageous for a couple years and it's getting too carried away. I think people are going to start going the other way because it's just too much between the
I don't people pay
parties,
it
the showers
like
the...
wedding venues can charge this because people are willing to pay it. So I don't think it's going to go down.
It was from the pandemic too. I think it will. It'll be a couple years, but I think it's going to go back down because people aren't going to do that and they're going to do like, you know, just go somewhere and get married in that because they're not going to. Be doing these huge things.
I don't know. Granted, like a lot of the cost is building up because I have to fly to everything. Like now all that we live, like no, none of our friends live down here. So that is obviously an added expense. Whereas when we were in Buffalo, we just would drive to the weddings and it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Hotel prices are crazy all the time.
Flights and hotels. I'm so sorry that we're just complaining about the price of everything, but I just cannot fathom how expensive things have gotten, even in my lifetime in the last couple of years since I've been paying for all my own stuff. Like,
I think everybody's making
what I'm 26. I've been paying for my own stuff since I was like 18. And flights used to be no, but I'm saying like flights, hotels, like everything.
If you go to things, that aren't family oriented,
flights used to be.
Like, I can still get some cheap flights, but I'm having trouble.
Hotels.
Just for me, it's just recently with flights. Like,
hotels used to be like we used to be able to get hotel for like $50 a night.
It is like outrageous.
I just don't understand. Is it because like for those years during COVID, nobody traveled? So then now
they're making sure like you have to. Everybody wants to travel now, so they're like, why am I going to give you a $50 room when I can charge $300 to get it? I know friends that are paying like they had to pay $600 a night to stay on the beach at Lauderdale because that's where they wanted to stay. I'm like, are you kidding me? I would never. There's Airbnbs that are even cheaper, but sometimes
even those even are now going up. Yeah, I just, oh gosh. Anyways, so yeah, I'm excited. I'm planning my first bachelorette party. I will not be having a bachelorette party, I can tell you right now.
Well, me and you and Gabby will go somewhere.
Well, like, so, the girls. Yeah, just like, yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot. And I just, I don't know. For me, that sounds, personally for me, like, less fun than just being at home. I don't know. Like, I just, you know, you guys know I'm just an introvert, but... Yeah, so that led us into talking, like, have you ever been to any weddings where something went seriously wrong? Like, any horror stories?
Well,
do you have any?
I was going to tell you, the one from ours was like, well, there's, yeah, two little hiccups in ours. So,
well, number one, the divorce.
Well, that was afterwards. At the beginning, it wasn't. The one limo didn't have, so we got married in the middle of,
it was
my
June.
Anniversary. June or July?
No, I think it was June.
June. You were born in July. Yeah. Okay. So in June, and it was hot and eerie that day. It was a very hot day. Well, one of the limos didn't have air, and one of your uncles threw a fit when we stopped to get pictures because his limo didn't have air. We did that on purpose, and you know that there. So that was a fun time for me as a bride. I'm like, oh my gosh, just deal with it. Like, you know, that's the least
I know. And that's what
right
I need
now.
To remember, even as someone like in the wedding, is
it's
like
their day.
It's their day. So if somebody starts piping up, I feel like I need to be like, shut it. This is not your day.
Right. So then what we did is like we traveled. We went in these limos to take pictures around Erie while the guests were arriving at the rehearsal. Well, because
the rehearsal, you mean the reception?
The reception. Yeah. Sorry. Because your dad is from a small town and usually they only have weddings at the fire hall, receptions at the fire hall, and they're so used to that. This was kind of a big wedding for them, which I wasn't even having a big reception actually. But we had, you know, arranged seating, like
a seating chart.
A seating chart, yes, because we had to because of the
I
space.
Actually, as a guest, prefer that. I hate when we have to find our own table.
I agree, but back
unless
then,
my table sucks, then.
In, 1995, it wasn't really, it was just starting to become a thing. And it wasn't a thing in Medina, New York, but it was a thing in Erie, Pennsylvania. So we had it. Well, your grandfather got to the reception hall and he didn't want to sit at that table. He wanted to sit where he wanted to sit and with who he wanted to sit with. So he and Grandma Chris got into it. So when I arrived at the rehearsal dinner,
everyone
there
was
fighting. A full-out flat fight. So now I'm crying. I'm upset.
Not the rehearsal dinner. The reception.
The reception hall. Sorry. And it was a mess for
a
while.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really rough for a while. You know how both of them are?
Yeah. We have my grandma on my mom's side and my grandpa on my dad's side are both very stubborn and...
Strong personalities.
Very strong personalities. Which I think that's why I am the combination of all of those traits.
And that's why none of us were there to calm it down because anybody that was would able to do that were pretty much in the limos and gone with us.
God.
So imagine what that was like. It was rough when I first came in. But actually we just extinguished it pretty good afterwards and life went on. But that was pretty much all I had.
I don't really think I've been to a wedding where there was any issues really either, like from at least what I remember. Nothing crazy. I mean, like I said, I haven't been to that many, but I don't remember anything that was like, oh my gosh, this is a disaster.
Right.
But luckily, on the internet, there's quite a few. So I am going to read some wedding horror stories. Most of these ones that I'm about to read are pretty short and sweet, but what?
I do have that bachelorette horror story, that poor girl last year.
Oh, we're not going to share that. That's pretty gross.
Well, just like, the fact that...
Just getting hurt on a
bachelor. Be careful. Yes, the drinking and they're on a boat and then jet ski and fell off and ended up in the hospital. And just it's just rough. So just you have to be careful on these bachelorettes.
I will be the DD and have my car and
we'll
be drinking water and making sure everybody else is okay. So... But that's no surprise because I did that all throughout college. So nobody will be surprised that that is my role that weekend as well.
Okay.
Okay. First one says, got punched in the face by the groom. Friend is a photographer, does weddings, and she got punched in the face by the groom because the groom decided the photographer was taking too many photos of the bride. Wedding seems to bring out the worst in humanity.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
My dad fell out of a bus and dislocated his knee at my brother's wedding before the ceremony. He held the pain and got on with the day, although he had to stop every 2 minutes and yelp with pain during his speech. That's another thing. I don't know if I'm writing a speech, but if I am for Maddie's wedding or her rehearsal dinner, I need to start doing that soon.
Oh, and yours will be funny. We went to one wedding this, like, 2 summers ago or whatever it was, and Paul still tells people the story because first the sister of the bride got up. And she's crying the whole time she's telling the story about her sister getting married, and it went on forever. And then he's like, oh, thank God that's over. Oh, but then the best friend of the bride gets up and starts again. And back in kindergarten, she started with stories from kindergarten all the way up every year. Gosh, yeah. And she's crying the whole time. And then that was it. And by then, everybody's like, oh my gosh, where's the bar? Stop talking. And then there was somebody else. And luckily, the guys then took over and they were quick and fast and funny. And oh, horrible. Quick, funny, to the point, done.
Agreed. In the end, he collapsed on the floor in pain while my mom, who thought he was making a fuss, was making him do the dancing. He was wearing a kilt because they're Scottish. He happened to be taken away to the hospital. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Interesting. Anything with the hospital. I do remember. So you did know that I worked at a tuxedo shop. Yes. One of my first jobs. Yes. So
that's the only thing I'm excited to go do is try on dresses.
Yeah. So I can't wait to do that too someday with you. So I used to have to, some of my stories, like just getting the groomsmen their tuxedos. One time I remember I had to drive. We had to fix a coat and it didn't come in on time. And I had to drive to the church. I put the coat on the dad of the bride and I fluffed her dress before she went down the aisle. That's how late it was.
That's crazy.
And then sometimes they would bring their tuxedos back and there would be like tire marks on it. I'm hoping that it got ran over off of the body and not on the body. But
one of my friends that's planning her wedding right now, tuxedo rental, not even tuxedo, suit rentals for groomsmen, $250
to rent. I know, and they used to be like $40 and then the groom got theirs free and that. Yes, the price of that is outrageous lately too. Like that's crazy. When you could go get nice suits at somewhere else.
So she's having them all go to Macy's and get suits that they can keep and that like are on sale and that's it because
I love practical people.
Yeah. Okay. My friend was about to get married when the priest said, speak now or forever hold your peace. Some girl who I think was one of the groom's old girlfriends emerged from out of the curtains. I should mention she wasn't even invited and I can see why now. She started singing a song about how he shouldn't say yes and instead run away with her. Well, he agreed and in song as well. They had no shame. They planned out their escape too. They just sang in front of the entire party that they would meet each other at the back door and run away together. The bride just sat there crying and I felt absolutely terrible for her.
He actually left?
That cannot be real. This cannot be real. No, that's why am I never at weddings like this?
Yeah, no. I don't get that. Like, I can't believe that would happen. But they don't even say that anymore because of all the problems with that phrase.
They
don't. I don't think that's part of the ceremony anymore. No. Speaking of which, that leads me to the kind of like Love is Blind.
Oh, God, what?
And then, because we've been watching The Perfect Match, but I'll probably talk to them with that, with Gabby. But
yeah, because I haven't seen it.
But Love is Blind with all the people left at the altar and things like that. That just is crazy, too, to me.
Yeah, at that point, you're doing it on purpose because you would know that you're leaving. Like they said, this one was all planned, so. Okay, not my story, but my friend's, and it was at her cousin's wedding reception. When the guests sat down at the tables, everyone had an envelope on a plate with pictures of the bride in a compromising situation with, I think, the best man.
Oh my.
The bride cheated on the groom both when they were dating and when they were engaged, which he found out shortly before the wedding. The groom had no mercy.
Wait a minute, whose pictures were on what?
So it was a compromising photo of the bride and the best man. The groom put it in envelopes at everyone's table. Oh, but that's at the reception. So they had already gotten married and he still did that?
Why wait that long?
Oh, like, my gosh.
Don't do it. Waste all the money.
Oh, man.
Which in my book I was reading yesterday, this goes with that too because it's a wedding and...
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out.
It was a same-sex wedding. One of the grooms was caught heavily, and I mean heavily, making out with making out and groping with his ex-boyfriend. He was caught by his new mother-in-law. Uh-oh. The groom was high on diet pills, opioids, and a gallon or two of vodka. The guilty groom checked into rehab 2 days later, and the happy couple are still together a decade later. That is dedication.
Oh, God, love them. I know. I can't get past stuff like that. Sorry. Just festers.
Wow. I'm trying to think if these ones are that exciting, but we're almost done, so I don't know. But anytime there's like cheating involved, wait, I feel like I was it a wedding though, or is it just random people I know where they were like dating, they had slept with like one of the groomsmen and nobody knew? Maybe it was a wedding I worked, because I used to work weddings.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. It was a wedding I worked, and you know, when you work a wedding, random guests love to just chat with you about what's going on. And it was one of the bride slept with one of the groomsmen, like recently, and nobody knew.
Oh my. That's dangerous. Dangerous. It's another reason to have a small wedding where you don't know anybody and go away.
Yeah.
We so, gotta work on that.
Yeah. Maybe while we're sitting outside in the sun, we could do some wedding planning for my own.
I sure hope so, because that was on my list for this weekend.
This week,
I guess.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was very chatty, but we're happy to have you on the podcast, Michelle.
Oh, thanks. I have another chatty one to do, so you get 2 weeks of me. Sorry, people.
Back to back, Michelle on the podcast. But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
Bye.
Bye.